We're standing in front of Hanna Darboven's work, Kalendergeschichte, and Opus 26, which is a musical piece. I want to make a comparison between Darboven and Bisbo. Bisbo was delusionary, Darboven is not. She starts with these numerical systems. Hanna Darboven's Kalendergeschichte, or Calendar Stories, from 1976, was chosen for this exhibition for a number of reasons. Her process, I think, is very interesting. We have 47 frames with four calendar pages on each frame, which makes 183 pages. My understanding is that she worked on one page every day. And if you get up close, you can see this very even cursive writing, which is canceled out by the print line. So you have to imagine her doing this in a very methodical way and in a very religious way. In this method of being precise and doing things in an exacting way, but every day always the same, there's a kind of sense that when you step back from the entire piece, there's a kind of meditative rhythm. At the same time, you find it almost opaque, that it's almost impenetrable. Yet when you think of the idea that she's doing this every day and that every day is counted and crossed out, this element of time has to do so much with marking time and has to do with one's life and our existence on earth, in a sense. So it's a very personalized calendar. It's only understood when you step back and think about the process involved. Part of this very kind of enclosed, isolated, self-contained process becomes unraveled when we look at the very fine writing, and she calls it mathematical writing. As she's doing this over and over again, the logic of it becomes somehow unraveled like a sweater. And as it unravels, the humanity of it comes out. We have to the left of Kalendergeschichte, Opus 26, which is a quartet. This piece was composed in 89-90 and performed in 90 live. And it consists of four pages of notes, I think over 105 pages of musical notes, and one page of a photograph of an armillary sphere. The armillary sphere was invented by the Chinese in the 4th century. It's used to calendric or calendar calculations. So in a way, this idea of marking time, the day, the month, the year, the century, these are all works that are part of her larger oeuvre. Hanna Darboven translated her numerical notations into music. And what seemed somewhat impenetrable, inaccessible, in the work that she did and that she continues to do with numbers and this kind of cursive script, when it's translated into music, becomes quite accessible. I mean, it has another kind of life that is not, does not seem so analytical, so logical, so confrontational. It's quite soothing, very melodic, rhythmical, and somehow the music is an interesting counterpart to the printed work.